Hey there, welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Ben Olson, that's Nathan Fox. Together we're the founders of LSATdemon.com and the Thinking LSAT podcast. Today we have a question from a demon user. Can I take an LSAT with the proper four sections so that I can get an accurate score based on the actual scale set by LSAC? It is fine to mimic the test administration with three sections and an experimental, but I want to take the test in a way that I can get an accurate reading of my score rather than converting a score into a flex score that is definitely not accurate. So this person wants to take the traditional four-section test back with three logical reasoning questions because they think that our flex score conversions aren't the authentic or original score conversions, and therefore they have an inaccurate score. But there's a big problem with this approach.
Yeah, the big problem with this approach is that the Law School Admission Council changed the balance of the test. There no longer are two logical reasoning sections per test. There's now one logical reasoning section per test. Logical reasoning used to be 50% of the test. Logical reasoning is now 33% of the scored test. So if you try to do an old LSAT and calculate your score on the old scoring scale, you're going to be overweighting logical reasoning and you're going to be underweighting logic games and reading comprehension both.
Yeah, it's going to... So you're not happy with a flex conversion on a traditional test, even though that's the best we can do, but then you're trading that for something that's much worse. It's just a completely different test, really.
There's nothing better out there until Law School Admission Council starts actually releasing, when they start releasing new tests, then we'll have new tests with their official scoring scale. But also you're worrying about getting an accurate reading. Like nobody cares. There's lots of noise in the data anyway. So all you're going to be doing is doing one test, getting one data point, and it's not what you think it is. The point of doing practice tests is that you make some mistakes so that you can study those mistakes, so that you can fix those mistakes, so that you don't make them next time.
Yeah. And although you might have a rough sense of what your score is, this LSAT even admits that whatever score you get could go up or down at least 3 points. So they give you a score range when they give you official score because none of this is perfect.
Which everyone then ignores because law schools only care about your highest score. U.S. News cares about your highest score. It's like clear that they care about your highest score, which means that everybody should take the test multiple times because you're basically like rolling the dice. You just get additional rolls at it. You get additional attempts at it.
Yeah.
For Dungeons and Dragon nerds, it's like having advantage on an attack roll.
You
get to roll twice and take the higher one. Nice. Well, on the law school admission test, you actually get to roll 5 times. 3 times in 1 year, 5 times in more than 1 year. And the only thing that matters is your highest score. So this idea that you're going to take it once and get an accurate reading of my score, well, you're not, because there never is any. There's always all this randomness around your score.
Yeah.
And yeah, anyway, for sure, taking the old four section tests with double the logical reasoning, that is for sure not accurate anymore.
Definitely not accurate. The flex score might be accurate.
Reading comp is more important now. Logical reasoning is less important now. It's still important. It's still 1/3 of the test, but it's not 1/2 of the test like it used to be.
Yeah, so these days, if you're in the demon, go ahead and do the three-section test, which we've created from all the old four-section tests, or the four-section test option that we have, which is really just a three-section test plus an extra experimental, which is not factored into your score.
Yeah, and it's not just an additional section of logical reasoning.
No.
It's a section of either games or reading comp or logical reasoning, because that's what's going to happen on the day of the official test.
Exactly.
I mean, we're getting there faster, frankly, Ben. We are getting there faster than the Law School Admission Council is, right?
Like, yeah.
Our shit evolves to reflect what the official test looks like faster than their shit evolves.
Well, it's been like that for at least a month, I think a month and a half. And we just got an email from LSAC saying they're thinking about working on a solution to mimic the current real test. It's like, oh, okay. Glad you're thinking about that.
we're going to make it as much like the official test as we can. And so if you just do your work within the LSAT daemon, you're going to get as good as is possible. We're going to get as close as anybody can.
Yeah.
Including better than they themselves are actually doing at this point in time.
Cool. If you have any questions for us, or you have some good LSAT or law school admissions news, email daily@lsatdaemon.com. Thanks for listening. We'll be right back.